For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge, and this is Narrative, presenting personal reflections from the victims of South Carolina's thousand-year flood last October. Though it's been 8 months since the floods first devastated homes, businesses, and crops throughout the state, many South Carolinians are still in recovery. Here, they tell their stories: the good, the bad, the tragedy, and the hope. Today, we hear from Julie Latham of Columbia's Lake Catherine community, an area that was hard hit by the floods. We recorded in the Latham family's home, which is finally rebuilt. Here, Julie reflects on the flood's lasting impact.
We were up in the bedroom upstairs, and we looked across the street to that house, and that's a one-story house. And a little lady named Artis, she's about 90, lives there. And I said, we have to save Artis. Artis is home alone. And if we're underwater, she's really underwater. And so we started calling, and finally she answered, and she was on top of her dresser. And she'd been holding on for about 3 or 4 hours. And the water's freezing, and it was nasty water. So we started thinking, we have to save Artis. That was the only time I ever got really sad in the beginning, was we're not going to be able to save her. She's going to die, and we can't get to her, and I can look at her house. So basically, the only boats that could fight the current were John boats, duck hunters, and they were just our neighbors. Fire department couldn't get to us. None of the swift water rescue could get to us. There was about 9.5 feet of water out in the street, and it was rushing so quickly. Pontoon boats were breaking apart, power boats couldn't do it, and so these duck hunters that live all throughout the neighborhood all hopped in their boats, 2 by 2, they got life vests, and they just started going house to house. And we had opened up our window, and we sent them away one time, because we really did feel like we were going to be fine. And so we called Artis one more time to make sure she had been saved. Somebody answered her phone, and all we heard was somebody say, it's okay, Artis, we have you now. We're gonna get you dry and warm. And they must have just hung up. They didn't realize they had answered. And so I knew that she was alive, and I knew that she was safe, and that somebody had her. And it turns out that they had to swim over her doors and into the water and swim her out over her doors and lift her up into a boat. So once we kind of knew that people were getting rescued, about 9:30, we just knew it was time to go, that it was not a safe situation. All of the neighbors were just saving each other. And that's what, you know, I've said this 1,000 times, that what the kids that lived through this and experienced this learned, that you save your family and you make sure they're okay, and then you turn around and you save someone else's family, and then you turn around and you save someone else's family, and you keep saving people until everybody is safe. And the men and the dads and the kids, the teenagers that did that, have learned that you don't wait on help. You are the help. You are the people that save everybody.
That was Julie Latham of Columbia, South Carolina's Lake Catherine community, reflecting on her experience with the floods of October. Julie's story is part of our ongoing series, Narrative, a collection of interviews with survivors of the flood. This interview is archived on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.